Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
So, guys, today...
She's going to be chomping away.
Oh, you got nuts? Are you eating nuts?
Do you want one?
You're eating nuts on a podcast. You're eating on a podcast.
I didn't know we were starting.
What do you mean you didn't know?
I thought we had another minute.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
we're going to be chomping.
Well, yeah, if you're going to be eating... I'll take a nut.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Have a nut, you nut.
Oh, I'm not even a pecan guy. Not a big pecan guy.
Really?
Oh, we'll try these. Mm-mm. You'll like them.
I don't like almonds. They're too dry. Like, if I have an almond, I'm going to have like a soda as well.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
You should try the wasabi almonds.
Spicy?
They're so good.
Still dry,
I don't like
though.
Wasabi or almonds.
Even
so
this,
I feel like that's
I need a
adding,
water now.
Do two wrongs make a right when it comes to foods? Like,
yeah.
if there's two things you don't like.
By the rule of math.
And you mix them together, does that make it good?
I've had good, like, sweet savory combos. Like combos.
Like, if you didn't like anchovies and you didn't like pizza, would you like anchovy pizza?
I've tried it. I didn't think I'd like anchovies, but they're, as like a quick bite with like a pizza and bread underneath it, it's not bad. It's just incredibly salty.
Okay.
I think they're disgusting.
Anchovies?
Oh, my
I've
God.
Never
There's
eaten
no
an
way.
Anchovy, nor will I ever.
What about cilantro?
Oh, I love cilantro.
Isn't that just...
Are you one of the people who thinks it tastes like soap?
I just think it tastes awful.
Is that the green stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that comes on the tacos.
Does it really have?
It's like one of those things.
It's very...
I feel like it's like lettuce. It tastes like lettuce.
No, there's a big scent.
It tastes like black licorice, right?
Kind of, yes. That's a good analogy.
Ew.
And
black licorice is gross.
It is gross. So you won't like cilantro then, because cilantro is one of those things where, like scientists, I think, say... You either love it or you hate it. Like, you either have the right taste buds for it or you don't.
Yes.
Okay.
There's not a whole lot of in between.
I love it.
The So today on the show, guys, you asked me some incriminating questions.
Oh yeah, it was
sure
good
did.
To be on this side of that.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
It.
Yeah, because it was very embarrassing on my end. It was.
No, it wasn't.
You guys asked me if I had a backup plan if I ever left my wife.
That is like an interesting question.
It is very interesting. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, very interesting.
And you answered it nicely. So
it's an extremely tough question to answer.
I'll follow up and I will also answer. No.
You don't?
I don't. And I think it's a concern.
Oh, so you're a nice guy?
No, it's not even that. Like,
you don't have a wife, Court.
But I don't. All right, so I don't have a wife. So that's good.
But he's got. Hey, don't count out m'lady.
Five years with m'lady, and I don't have a backup at all. Do I need one? Is it good to have one?
I have single friends.
I mean, 5 years. 5 years in a relationship. Yeah, I think. I mean, if you're dating, I think you should always have a backup plan. Because dating, like marriage, it's like, okay, you would think like, okay, if you're married, you're in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
Dating, you don't know when that thing could end.
Right. I almost think that.
So you should always have a backup.
Should have one.
You should think like, if I'm breaking up with my girlfriend, I got this girl, I'm going to go after her.
And I have nothing. I have nobody. We talked about like TV characters that I would date the other day. And even that was like a struggle.
Really?
That was a struggle for me too.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, this is just like, I feel like every girl listening right now is just like, oh, Court is such a nice guy.
I'm not trying to come off as
yeah,
a nice guy.
Yeah,
it's
right,
not going
right.
for that. Like,
you're
no, I'm saying it's a
some...
problem. Like, am I overly committed? Like, is this normal? Should everybody have one? Am I kind of the weirdo here?
No,
where...
I think you're normal. I don't agree with Austin. I don't think everybody has a backup plan.
No,
but
I think
should.
You... No. If you're
I don't
dating,
think they should.
If you're dating.
No, because
what?
If you, I think if you
am
have
I
the...
Am I a terrible
no,
human?
No, because I think you should, because if I got dumped today, I'm going to be in so much trouble because I can't even think of who I would reach out to.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, you see where I'm coming from? Like, it's not trying to be nice. I'm coming from, like, a lonely perspective.
Melissa, you're dating Jim.
Yeah.
Or so we think. We have, Court and I have yet to meet him.
Same
still...
with your... significant
That's
others.
True. Yeah, you don't even know if Meredith is a real person. I could have been just someone I made up to make myself look cool.
The
you know?
Long con.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't know. She goes to a different school.
And she's pregnant.
Yeah. My wife? She's from Canada. She lives in Canada. You wouldn't know her. So Jim, you don't, like, currently, like, if today, God forbid, Jim was like, Melissa, listen, I think we need to break up.
Yeah.
I heard the show today and it didn't entertain me and I want to break up with you.
Well, he has already said that.
Well, that's probably, it's probably for me. It's probably because of me. Remember, my,
no.
It's, my name is half of the title of the show.
It's like
show,
the episode of Seinfeld where she dumps him because I saw your set last Tuesday.
Yeah, right. He's like, I like the Melissa part of Melissa and Austin. No, it's that Austin part I can't get over. So, okay. So he breaks up with you today. You don't have anyone that you're like, you've got in mind, like, that I'm going to maybe move on to? Like, not even a glimmer. Mm-mm. Not even like a...
Nope.
Really?
No. And the reason why, there's two reasons. One is I love being alone. Okay. I actually love being single.
Really?
And I love being by myself. Like, okay. I love alone time.
Sure.
I love it. They're, like, I have a problem. And the other thing is, I think that if I had a backup person, like you would think you maybe need Court, or that you think that he might need.
Yeah.
Is that I feel like that could be a distraction in my current relationship.
Oh, so you think like you,
I don't want anybody to
be thinking about like, I don't need
thinking
cheating,
about somebody
just
else.
Having,
you know?
I got it.
I'd rather put my whole, all my energy into one relationship.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
I feel like a terrible human being.
No. I think
I didn't mean
you were
blatantly
honest.
No,
I mean, you guys gave legitimately good answers. Those are great answers.
I've had several hours to think about mine.
This is like,
you were on the spot.
This well, yeah, that's true. This feels like one of those, you know, it's well, and I mean, I don't want to. I'm not trying to give myself credit or anything, but it feels like the dude who was on The Bachelor, where he's like, "Yeah, I'm in this because it could potentially lead to me becoming the next Bachelor. Like, I'm on The Bachelorette because I could be the next Bachelor," and everyone got mad at him. But like, that's what every guy thinks when they go on that show.
That
but they
hopes.
Just, he's just the only one that admitted it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not knocking you for what you said, because I think most people do have a backup.
Just, and it's not like I'm actively thinking about it. I'm just like thinking, it's like, you know,
but
she
leaves you tonight. She's, yeah. I hate you. I hate your show. I'm done.
Right.
It'd be nice to have that fallback.
Who's your fallback then?
It's easy. First of all, you haven't even met my wife. How are you gonna know who my fallbacks are?
I wouldn't expect you to answer that.
Maggie. No, I'm kidding.
Maggie.
No, it's,
her name's Meredith, for those of you listening.
Yeah, my wife's name is Meredith. No. My backup is Maggie.
Who's Maggie?
Got a thing for the M's. Looking over there.
Yeah,
Melissa.
Melissa. And M'lady.
Wait a minute.
What's her real first name?
No. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
I know.
I kind of love only knowing her as M'lady.
Okay.
M'lady.
Tell me in my ear.
Tell me in my ear.
Oh, okay. It just doesn't start with an M.
Okay. Yeah. I hope the mics didn't pick that up, because I kind of love the mystery of M'lady. But no, like, look, it's the Boy Scout motto to always be prepared. And I was a Cub Scout, and I went to a Boy Scout meeting.
Hey,
so I feel like you should always be prepared. And God forbid anything happens to Meredith, then, I mean, I do have to have that backup.
Well, maybe you don't want to be alone. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Well,
you don't want to be alone.
I think you rationalized it very well. If only you had said that on air, you'd be in probably less trouble.
I know, I probably would be in less trouble. And my in-laws tend to listen on most days. I'm hoping this was one of the days that they weren't listening.
As soon as the mics go off, I've had so many days like, yeah, I shouldn't have said that.
Right. Oh.
I think especially your first day on the air here.
It was second day.
Was that?
The slip?
The slip? The nip slip?
Yeah.
Yeah. And our boss, we
shouldn't have.
I think about that every
day.
Well,
we said it
still.
A lot. You? We did say it a lot. It wasn't like just like we just said it once.
It wasn't once. Yeah.
We talked about it for like an entire segment.
I literally, to this day, months later, lose sleep over it.
It's like, Court, why are you looking so tired? Remember that second day on the job?
I'm still thinking about it.
That's actually a good regret. If you have a regret for that, do you have a big regret, Austin?
A big regret,
like
just
something
in life?
Like Court. He has a huge regret over the nip slip comment.
Honestly,
on air.
Probably not. It's probably not taking Maggie to prom. It's really what? No,
it's Maggie.
Maggie is totally made up. Big regret. That's a great question. That's a good like icebreaker question.
Yeah.
Professionally or like socially?
Ooh.
Anything.
Personally.
Anything. Like, you got to think, like, the first thing that comes to mind. What would be a huge regret?
I try not to. Like, I'm sure I do have regrets, but I try not to dwell on them. Like, so I try not to think about them. So,
well, yeah, that's one thing to, like, put them out of your mind so you don't think about
right.
it.
Right.
But
I
feel like,
sure
right,
I
wish,
them.
But everybody, I think, yeah. has some. I mean, I have pages.
Wait, you go first. Go first. What do you got?
Okay.
Like, biggest regret, that you, like, first one that comes to mind.
A family ring. I took it to a pawn shop to get hair extensions.
Really?
For cash, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I wanted to try it.
How expensive are these hair extensions?
Well, how much do you get for the ring?
I want to say like $400.
Woo!
Okay. And how much were the extensions?
$400.
Wow. Wow.
Now, I had a really bad haircut.
Did they do the hair extensions at the pawn shop?
No.
Yeah, I bought those there, too. I got a great deal on them.
Yeah, it's a trade-off.
But here's the finale to that minor story is that, you know, you could make payments to get the ring back.
Yeah.
And I never made the payments to get the ring back.
So is somebody walking around with your family ring right now?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
I was really young. I was 21. I was 21 and it's like one of those things that you mention. I don't want to think about it because the guilt makes me absolutely sick.
Yeah.
Like how stupid was I? Like what in the hell was I thinking? I can't even believe I'm admitting it.
See,
it's embarrassing.
Well, and that's that age. That age.
Yeah.
It's the 18 to 23, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It's you're between high school and end of college. Mm-hmm. You do dumb stuff.
You
like
do.
And there's like, you know, it's like nowadays, like whenever you see like people like, oh, this person tweeted this when they were, you know, 21 years old. I like give everyone a pass. Like, you know, like we live in this cancel culture era, which like there are some times where people say some nasty stuff. But I'm like, I'm going to give a lot of people the benefit of the doubt when they were that age because. I, too, saw some dumb stuff back then.
I spend a lot of time on Twitter searching my name and then typing in bad words to see if anything comes up.
Right.
So I know to, like, delete it.
Right, just so court doesn't get canceled.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
well,
no.
the brain, I it's so funny because, I mean, because of that mistake and many others, I'm always like, why do I do such stupid things? So you guys can probably relate to that. But the human brain is not fully developed until you hit the age of 26.
Right. Okay.
Right.
And I've heard that your personality isn't fully formed until you hit the age of 30.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, you know, you like your personality or if you don't like your personality, you have up until 30 before you change it.
Before it really cements in and
yeah,
you're stuck.
Then you're like stuck.
You're stuck as you.
Whatever you are. So, Court, yeah, you just turned 30 this year, right?
And now I'm stuck as
you're,
this.
You're you now. Sorry, dude.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
You're going to live with roommates.
Actually, I'm sorry
forever.
For the rest of us. Yeah. I'm sorry for the rest of us.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. Well.
You didn't really.
That's
give
how you
your,
podcast, baby.
You didn't really give your big regret though on our way out here.
Oh,
you gave a fake one.
You're right. You're right. I did. Well, gives you a reason to listen to next week.
Oh my God,
tune
you
in
suck.
6 to 9 a.m.